This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, had to do a little shuffling this week, but I'm trying to get all my highlights in where I can. Joining us now from in the middle of renovation or repair or rebuild or however you want to look at it is coming from the heart of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is Rob Morse. How goes it, sir?
Well, Bill, my feet are dry. That's awesome.
Yeah.
After rains like this, the house is now dried out enough that I can turn it over to contractors and let them. It does remind me of the Vietnam era again. Of course, we'll have to destroy it in order to save it. We'll see how all that works out over the next couple of weeks. You've been tremendously busy. Just everybody took off at WORD, and you had to. They said, "Who's got broad shoulders?" Bill, you in the corner there, stand up.
Yeah. Jim Bohannon and myself, and when we're filling in as me, former Congressman J.D. Hayworth, and Jim Bohannon.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've been too busy to have done this, Bill, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't me. So I wonder where we got all the help. May was another record-setting month for gun purchases.
Yeah.
How did they do that without our help?
I don't know. I think the guns are making it back into the supply chain. I'm beginning to see some ammunition coming in that is less than a dollar a round.
Right.
It's like it's very slowly, very gradually working its way back and everything. So, you know.
Well,
fastest growing group of American adults in the United States.
It is, and what I didn't know, and I learned recently, is that the federal national instant background check system tags these background checks, as in, why are you asking this question? Oh, it's for a concealed carry application. Oh, it's the nightly check that Illinois does on gun owners. Oh. You are a new gun owner, and you want to buy a firearm. Welcome to the National Instant Background Check System. So they're flagged in different ways, and there were 1.3 million gun owners that didn't have their carry permit, so they had to go through a background check. Welcome to the clan, fellas. That now at that rate, we're going to add, 10, 12 million? Who knows if this is going to accelerate. You and I wonder what those numbers would look like in times when the shelves were full and ammunition was plentiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, I wonder about that one.
We're starting to see a little bit of a change already. You and I had hoped that more new gun owners would vote as if they were new gun owners in the last election. Quinnipiac University, that's out of Connecticut, asked adults, now they didn't say likely voters, meaning have you voted in, let's say, two out of the last three recent elections. So, okay, you're over 21. And they asked them very pointed questions about public policy, one of which was about gun ownership and how, you know, federal regulations of firearms. So did we support gun ownership or gun control? We were asked, quote, if we approve of President Biden's guns policy, only 34% of us could stand to say yes. 49%, almost 50, flat out disapprove. That leaves, I did the math, 70% didn't have an opinion. I wonder. So almost 2-1 against.
Yeah. I have one primary rule about polls, and
right.
that is most of the time I don't believe them. Even if they come down on my side.
Right.
I don't believe them, simply because sometimes I think some polls are misdirected.
Right. What is interesting is that I don't think of Quinnipiac as being a particularly liberal pollster.
Right.
Or conservative. You know, to sit there and tell the president, yeah, on guns, no, try something else. What you're doing isn't cutting it, is pretty stark evidence for public polls to come up with. Who knew? That means the data must have been hard to hide.
Yeah. Now, one other thing to consider, though, is that I think in a lot of cases, you know, I've done this comparison. I've talked about, you know, the whole matrix blue pill, red pill thing. I think in a lot of ways, Biden has forced a lot of unwilling people to take the red pill.
Yeah. 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 Meaning, oh, wow. Well, you know what's – I hate to go back to P.T. Barnum, but it's you can't fool all the people all the time.
No.
And no matter how the media spins it, a lot of us are going, wait a minute, that's not what I see in my town, in my area, amongst my friends. Well, Stephen Gutowski was on NPR. Now, Stephen now writes The Reload. For a long time, he was at, where was it? In D.C.
Washington anyway, Free Beacon.
The Free Beacon.
Yeah.
Stephen does a very good job at covering our issues, a superlative job. I've spoken to him only in person only a few times. And he was asked what he thought would skew future gun control policy. He goes, two things. We've seen a big surge in violence after the COVID lockouts. I don't call them lockdowns. I call them lockouts because when you throw hundreds of millions of people out of work, that leads to more addiction and violence. And the other thing was if minority gun owners become politically active, that's going to change the landscape for decades. And will the Democrat Party think that they finally have to address the right of you and I to own firearms, and therefore we'll move back toward the center? Will they tell Bloomberg to take a hike, or does his money talk? I can't argue with Stephen. Those seem pretty accurate. Now, the media has always spun violence. What's odd is that when they did that, more people bought guns rather than clamored for more gun control.
Right.
If you ask me to make a bet, I'm not sure how it'll play out.
I think the country as a whole understands that we lost, and you know what? We'll talk about this when we get back. We don't have time to break this down.
Sounds like a plan.
Just because of time constraints, if you would be so kind, however, tell people how to find you.
Well, I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's sponsored now by the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, and from there, the writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammo Land. Once a week, I get to hang out with my friend Bill Frady and the Ninjas.
As long as he doesn't have a weather event. And he has no control over that, so we just roll with that punch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by AeroPrecision.com, or brought to you by AeroPrecision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. I've only said that like 1,000,006 times. I don't know why that just got messed up. talking to Rob, does that ever happen to you?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Kiss me at the wrong moment, and I can't pronounce my own name. Absolutely. You are a professional. You know so much. You're not thinking about what you're going to say. You're thinking about what you're going to say for the rest of the hour, and all of a sudden you got to go, oh, wait a minute. I still have to get the next word down right. Sometimes we slip.
Okay, what you said. Anyway.
Bill, work with me here. Hey, we were talking about if guns and ammo were in the stores. Another thing has bumped the NICS numbers that I didn't understand until David Workman pointed it out. You and I think that people haven't been buying guns because, oh, there's no ammo to shoot. Oh, the shelves are bare. There are no firearms to be had. In a lot of cases, it's because their state firearms agencies, their police, et cetera, have said, yeah, we're closed due to, why are we closed? My boss said we're closed due to COVID. Oh, well, now as the police departments, often at court order, have decided that, oh, yeah, I guess we are open again, the right to keep and bear arms, at least until the Supreme Court gets packed, is still a right. Wow. There was this huge surge of many times the normal rate to get concealed carry licenses in Washington, D.C. and Washington State. Now, that's not California. It's not New York. But what it tells me is that there's some pent-up demand. Ohio's seen the same thing where certain counties would close down their fingerprint department. And all of a sudden, gun owners would have to start calling their state senator saying, it's been 5 years. I've got to get my concealed carry permit renewed. What can I do? I want to stay legal. And they passed a law that basically said, yeah, that 5-year license is now a 6-year license until your sheriff gets things sorted out. Well, they didn't do that in Washington State. We'll see what happens because there is going to be a big surge for them to swallow.
Right. You know, right now in your former stomping grounds in L.A., the sheriff there, Villanueva, he got out there and he said, well, I've added staff to the concealed carry permits, and as long as you have compelling need and some other nonsense that I don't really know how we're going to prove or, you know, show, you can have a concealed carry permit. One of the things in their little litany of things is whether you should be trusted with a gun by Villanueva and his sheriff's department.
Well, the people for whom Villanueva has said, oh, yes, I believe you have an extraordinary need to go armed. Why that's necessary is strictly a matter of politics. Our judges, politicians, retired judges, retired politicians, and retired law enforcement.
Well, I mean, they gave out 904 permits last year in L.A. County. 10 million people, 904 permits.
Yep.
Second Amendment bastion.
On the other hand, murder is up 95% in Los Angeles.
He put out a statement. This is also, he put this out on Instagram. Violent crime is up in L.A. County 36%. So you got the duly elected sheriff getting out there saying, violent crime is up 36%. And if you can find a compelling need Didn't he just give the compelling news? Violent crime is up 36%.
Right. Now, not all counties, not all sheriffs are the same in California. There, I covered a self-defense story where this couple was car carrying. The husband was attacked. The wife grabs the gun out of the console at night, Walmart parking lot. A guy with a knife is chasing her husband, and she hits the attacker's throat. And it was, I'm guessing, a 15 to 20 yard shot and a moving target.
Yeah.
I'm going, wow.
Impressive.
You and I have, when we get back, you and I have to talk about red dots because, wow, that's a shot.
Yeah, that was 15 to 20 yards at the in the neck. Yeah, that's one of those crazy, crazy good shots.
So, but that county, Madera County, is, yeah, just ask me.
Okay.
A county in California where the sheriff said that you need to defend you and your family from crime, both at home and in public. There, that's your need.
Now, in Fresno, they gave out 17,000.
Yes.
Permits in Fresno.
There was one of the Central Valley police chiefs who said, yeah, no, you'll have to ask me, and no, I'm different than the sheriff. So politics rears its head all up and down California.
Well, let me ask you this. When you get a permit in Fresno, or you're one of the 904 to get one in L.A., is that permit good throughout the state?
It is. When I was down there, there was a guy called himself an itinerant accountant, moved all up and down the state, taking odd jobs, you know, firms, people go on vacation. And when I met him, he was working in L.A. His permit was from a county way up north where he lived, his official residence year-round, and he can carry concealed right down Rodeo Drive in L.A. He can carry in Santa Monica. He can carry on Market Street in San Francisco. Yep.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that. I would love to know how many total permits are in the most... That is the most populous state in the United States, right?
Right. 32 million, I think.
Yeah. Tell everybody how to find you before we run out of time real quick.
Will do.
Please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writings are picked up at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammo Land.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is closely monitoring a pair of Iranian ships that may be headed to Venezuela. It's unclear if the ships are carrying weapons. Iran and Venezuela are allies and have been the subjects of stiff American sanctions. President Biden will not be reluctant about raising certain issues with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two leaders meet later this month, so said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the briefing.
I don't think we're setting this up to be a meeting where there is going to be, an outcome that resolves every issue or every challenge in our relationship.
Republicans on Capitol Hill criticizing the Biden administration for waiving sanctions on a Russian pipeline to Germany. Facebook banning former President Trump until 2023 when they'll revisit their decision. USA Radio News. The U.S. economy added 559,000 jobs in May. That's about 100,000 less than economists were predicting. The unemployment rate also falling to 5.8%. Reacting to those job numbers, former economist under former President Trump, Stephen Moore, tells Fox News.
Joe Biden is right. America is back big time. We're seeing, pretty nice gains in employment. The biggest problem, though, today is we've got 8 million unfilled jobs, and restaurants and stores and construction sites cannot get their workers back on the job because we're paying people so much money. We have a new study saying $80,000 a year in government benefits.
Major League Baseball is offering free tickets to bribe Americans to roll up their sleeves. The league has announced its MLB Vaccinate at the Plate program. All 30 clubs will host at least one event this month where fans will get a free ticket if they get their COVID-19 shot at the event. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we've been discussing quite a few things here and there over the respective new people coming in and buying guns and such. Where would you like to go now, sir? Let's turn Rob up. Any old time. There you go.
You and I talked about red dots, and I was talking to our colleague, Ben Branham, and Ben is a competitor. Ben has very high standards. So, he presents a gun, and if there's a gap when he recognizes the sights, he goes, I need a dry practice regime so that the sights are centered when I pick them up. I'm just happy to find him and align it. Ben is a great shooter, and his scores show it. okay, somebody put a red dot in his hand, and without that, somehow he thought the kinematic alignment was different. Now, he didn't take a gun he was familiar with. He's driven iron sights on it and then put a red dot on it. He changed his model. So finding those sights, he's got to find the red dot right from the start. And he was complaining that, oh, they're, if you will, ghost dots if you get far enough off image. I hadn't found that problem. I found the red dot. The I'll call it the window, the acceptance area where, okay, there's the dot, I can do the fine adjustment. It's smaller than iron sights. Iron sights I've lived with forever. Oh, I'm off. I know how to fix it instantly. Have you had that same problem?
Here's the thing. The red dot sight for me really depends on the gun I'm sticking it on. If it's a gun that I can shoot without a red dot sight, I can shoot it with a red dot sight. But whenever I try to get, use a gun that I can't shoot as well as, say, CZ, SIG, without a red dot sight, then I have trouble still zeroing that red dot sight. So it really depends on the gun.
Right. Right. And now here's what I find is that if I'll practice a lot so that the gun comes up, and in that sense, that's where having sights on the gun really helps. Okay, I've developed an instinctive point of aim with that firearm, and now I put a dot on it. Easy. And I think that's what co-witnessed backup irons help with. Getting close enough that you find the dot. Because once you're that dialed in, all right, it is pretty fast. We found that beginners did better with a laser than with the dot, than with irons. But in every case, they needed to first pick up either the dot or the laser. They needed enough natural alignment that they knew where to look. Let's go for it, and then if we need to back up. I wrote this article because I read something in Yahoo News that I read it, and I just went, there's no way they wrote this. This came right out of Bloomberg. So I'm gonna hand you the top two paragraphs.
Sure.
And tell me that Mikey's minions didn't take money to write this. Quote, murder and suicide rates in the U.S. will likely soar if the Supreme Court rules to allow concealed carry of weapons. Gun control advocates and former police chiefs have warned. The highest court in the country has agreed to review a New York law that imposes strict limits on carrying guns outside the home. Okay, stop right there. It's taking, police chiefs are appointed by mayors. Mayors are elected positions. So a police chief has the opinion that his boss tells him to have. And this is using speculation and opinion as fact. So to me, that's propaganda. The Brady campaign can call itself a gun violence organization before they were more honest. They said, no, it's the Brady Gun Control Group. Just that was in their name. Then they found out that didn't poll well. Here's the facts that just fly in the face of what Yahoo said. Gun ownership has been growing for decades, while at the same time, crime has been dropping. Now, last year, when we threw everybody out of work, that rewrote the statistics. In addition, we saw a measurable and distinct increase in crime in cities that defunded their police force. Can you say New York, Chicago? The other one that they left out, and this came out of a research that was in Chicago, criminals don't buy their guns legally at gun stores or gun shows. You and I do that. Criminals break the law, and they break the law when they buy guns. That's why gun control laws don't disarm them. The other, just perspective, and we've got lots more, Guns are common. Hundreds of millions of us own a firearm. And 20 million of us have a permit to carry concealed in public. I think this was written by gun control for a very narrow New York audience.
Yeah, well, they're getting ready to pass a bunch of new gun control. But lately, I have noticed that whenever they're getting out there and they want to push anything, they throw these out here like the surveys mean something. You know, if the Supreme Court has taken up something and they're going to say, they're the ones out there that get out there and say every time, well, Roe versus Wade is settled law. That was something that was done by the Supreme Court. So if the Supreme Court makes settled law, like they did with Roe versus Wade, then anything they do here would be settled law as well if it's about people carrying guns. And they, any time nowadays, whenever they get something they don't like, they want to run a poll or a survey. And, you know, I hate to tell you this, but law enforcement officers are not policymakers. They're enforcement.
Now,
if they want to be policymakers, they need to quit in enforcement and go get into politics.
Sheriffs are elected, so...
Sheriffs, yes. Not police chiefs,
100%. I noticed another thing this article did is it conflated New York City with New York State. Because the rates of crime in upstate New York are markedly different than the boroughs, day and night. Also, you can get and carry a firearm upstate. Sometimes you have to be in the right county. Sometimes your police chief will drag it out over years. Massachusetts does something similar. Now, not true in the city. So the city has extremely strict gun control laws. The state has low crime rates. That almost is an argument against gun control right there.
Yep.
Not,
indeed,
again,
it is.
Not covered.
Hang on there and tell everybody how to find you right quick, please, would you?
Will do. My blog's at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing goes to Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Emma Land, and I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast once a week, usually first thing on Monday. I get to hang out with Bill and the Ninjas. In this case, I got lucky.
Yep, I got lucky. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rob Morse, as we've been talking about just a lot of this and a little bit of that and the red dot thing. And do you carry a gun with a red dot now?
I do.
Glock 19?
Yes. Well, or the clone.
Yeah, the Poly 80?
Yep.
How do you like that?
I like it a great deal. I prefer it to my other, you know, my black Glock. I don't need the finger grooves.
Right.
So this works out great.
Yeah.
On the other hand, after having taken training from Steve Fisher, I kind of get the feeling you could put a brick in my hand and it's up to us to make it work.
Yeah, Steve sort of beats that sort of dogmatic stuff out of the way and makes you think about things a little bit different. So
he and seeing him do it now, to his credit, Steve probably could shoot a brick, but you, with proper technique, you become much more accommodating of the nuances of the firearm. I really appreciate Steve's training.
Well, I mean, Steve, I mean, have you ever seen how many handguns he travels with?
Only. I think he could have equipped the entire class within the
He could have equipped our entire class without and had some left over. We could have shot. We could have each shot two of his guns and not shot the same guns and passed them around. And the amazing thing about Steve is that there are some guns I shoot well and there are some guns I should never touch. I shouldn't even look at them. And Steve shoots them all well. Doesn't matter what they are.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
So.
Steve reminds me of one of those competitors, and you've seen them in martial arts, where they won't cut themselves any excuses. All right? All it takes is more training and practice, attention to the fundamentals, and then they can do a lot of things for which you and I still struggle.
Sure.
What are the guys? The harder I work, the luckier I get?
Yeah, right.
That sounds like it to me.
Yeah.
Is Dean coming on next? Do you know?
He is.
He did an article. It's too early to tee it up, but I do hope you'll get to it, where he said gun buybacks cause an increase in gun violence. Now, he didn't say that. He found a study that said it looked at the couple months after a so-called gun buyback.
Right.
Oh, a gun turn-in event. And then he said, you know, we also see gun shows, and we were told that gun shows should cause crime. Well, again, that's a claim, and we can test it, and we did. Highly regulated gun shows in California, loosely regulated in gun shows in Texas. After a loosely regulated gun show in Texas, crime drops. After a gun turn-in event in, oh my gosh, violent, Democrat-controlled city, we disarmed the good guys. Crime rose. Or the guys turned in their junk guns or their hot guns, and they converted cash to more firearms, and again, crime rose. Dean, I would love to hear what Dean makes of that study. I'll listen in.
If we talk about it. He talked about it, I think we talked about it Wednesday, but I'll see if he'll want to talk about it again, just because, well, he likes to talk about things more than once.
And he's so, well, Dean could fill the next hour with what he did since Wednesday to Friday, so, wow. What do you think? I'm disappointed that we lost the last election. I'm actually encouraged that it looks like this horrible appointee, Chipman, is going to get a vote. And then we're going to sort out the liars in the U.S. Senate. The I'm for the Second Amendment, but, well, there's not going to be any place to hide. Just like my governor, oh, yeah, I'm for the Second Amendment. He's a Democrat. He's about to veto constitutional carry in my state. We'll see whether the rhinos in the legislature held the bill so long that they don't have time to overturn his veto, even though they had the votes. Again, in the U.S. Senate, if you vote for this terribly partisan pro-gun control, the guy's been taken money from Bloomberg for decades to head the ATF, man, there's just not a lot of room to hide after that vote.
Right.
Well, and I guess the speculation is that given enough Bloomberg money, they can bury, a senator can bury his record.
That's not true. You know, Bloomberg's spend-win record is horrible.
Right.
Absolutely horrible. He has lost. I mean, he spent more money on nothing than I've spent on winning causes within the politics, and I don't give that much money to politics. So,
right.
You know, he drops a lot of money all the time, and it's what he's trying to do is he's trying to change the country, and the country's not interested in being changed.
Now that's fascinating, Bill, because you and I, and this, every time I read this, I get down on my knees. That's because my back hurts lately. But I'm down there anyway going, thank you for some honest media, and I include Lock and Load and the Ninjas with that.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, it boils down to this. Money in politics pays for two things. It pays for advertising, and it pays salaries of the staff of the whoever's running the campaign. Right. That's what
right.
It pays for. And that's all it pays for. You can't buy votes. You can buy voting forms, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you can buy voting forms,
that.
But you can't buy votes, and you can't change people's mind. And I mean, it's very interesting because, like, when you talk about Bloomberg, you know, Bloomberg went to Virginia when McAuliffe was still the president, and he spent $2 million trying to switch two Senate seats, and he lost.
And
but that's because these grassroots guys went out there. Tim Knight, Sean Maloney, those guys, they went out there. Then, following election, when Van Cleve and everybody said, don't worry, we got this, they didn't. And Bloomberg's money worked.
Right.
But, I'm still waiting to see what Virginia's got going on there. I don't know what the... Do they have a Republican Senate or a Republican legislature now? Or
no.
No. Okay.
But this is an election year out there, so it will be fascinating. They have off-year elections. And now, we're talking about Virginia. They did something really interesting, and I've heard different descriptions. They just made their legislative buildings and the parks around them gun-free zones. I think I know why.
Yeah.
I think I know why. There have been... They want to pretend to embrace Black Lives Matter. What happens if black men and women show up with guns on the Capitol grounds? You either have to condemn them... What? Guns are only for us whites? I want to watch a Democrat governor say that. Or you say, welcome, now let's talk, because... I think that put them. I think they're trying to split out black gun owners from the rest of the minorities.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's now. Again, the media says, "Oh, that's part of our anti-violence campaign." Baloney. Gun owners are particularly concealed carry gun owners are the most law-abiding and nonviolent group you can find. I was reminded of that just the other day.
We're about to be out of time.
We'll pick this up on Monday.
Tell everybody one more time how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast with Paul Lathrop. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and The Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column once a week at Amaland.
There you go. Thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure, Bill.
Coming up next, it's time to convene with Dean Weingarten as we hit hour number three. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.